There we go. What you need?
My glasses and my phone.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
We are back.
Oh, my gosh.
And Ashley.
Bobtail dresses and shorts and all.
Yeah. So we're still on lockdown.
COVID-19.
Bienvenue.
It's going to be some little babies. Hey, little Kavita. Hey, Kavita.
Kavita.
Rona.
Ronisha. Romica.
Little 19. Just 19.
What is that stuff that 45 says hydroxy? Hydroxy.
Oh, whatever the supposed vaccine is.
Some people are going to name their kids after that.
Chloroquine.
Yep. Quinn.
Little Quinn.
Quinn.
Oh, look at little Quinn. Oh, she's so precious. She was born during quarantine, you know.
Yep. I always think like this is like population control or whatever.
Killing
but being
off the
inside,
old.
How many more babies is that going to make?
Yeah, a lot.
It's going to make a lot of babies. Yeah. People are going to be having twins.
Yep. And so, like, the old are dying off.
Every time an old person dies, a new birth comes.
Wow.
That's what happened to me. On the night of our grandmother's funeral, I conceived my oldest child.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that's interesting.
That was March 18th, 2008.
Oh,
and that's the day we had her funeral.
Wow,
on dad's side.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because on mom's side, he was already born.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, she got to see his picture before she passed.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's man. So much stuff is not going on, but going on at the same time.
Huh. Yeah.
So.
Bad attitude.
I mean, where do we even start? Like, oh my gosh. What's going on with you?
Just trying to live a healthy life. Healthy, righteous life.
You
want to
tell what happened?
Not really. Just trying to live better and be healthy. Taking my health a little bit more serious at this point in life, you know. And my sister's eating pizza in front of me.
Oh, you want a bite?
No, I don't want to. I can't do that. No, because I. No, no, no,
you
no.
You
no.
have one of these.
I'm going to eat good tomorrow. Because I'm going to have shrimp. So we're cooking tomorrow, which is yay. So I'm gonna grill some pork chops, got some hot dogs for the kids. I got some special burger patties.
Where my hobbits at? Oh, where's my phone though? For real.
That just threw me all the way off.
I love that.
I be saying that all the time.
Where my hobbits at?
Saying that all the time. So I'm grill some pork chops. I'm gonna marinate them. I'm going to, like I said, hot dogs. I got some special Vidalia onion burgers, and I'm going to marinate the shrimp in some sriracha type marinade and put them on my skewers and stuff. And it's going to be really good.
Girl, Ashley, it's your birthday.
I'm going to put some foil on the grill, you know, when I do the shrimp and stuff.
She's going to put sexy foil on the shrimp, you guys.
No sexy foil.
Sexy foil.
I don't know what sexy foil is, but.
That we make our hats out of.
What? What? I don't even. Okay.
Where my hobbit's at. Sorry, it's just us. We're here. All she's had is ice water.
I've been dancing with my ice water, pretending it's brown liquor.
Right.
Look, I got my shaker right there.
Oh, you dropped your little snot rag.
Not a snot rag. Beautiful.
Love this song.
I like
when it was out.
They're in Cuba. Like, I want to be on those.
No, they're in Trinidad.
No, that's Cuba.
Tobago?
Cuba.
I watched the making of. I thought they were in Trinidad, Tobago or somewhere. So we like to. Okay, so did you finish talking about what you were cooking?
Oh, and baked beans and a salad. We can't be like all meat. We're just having a meat fest. So, oh, and I might throw some salmon on the grill.
So what are we drinking? Well, what?
I don't know. Ice water.
She's having ice water.
Ice water from the Shire.
She's having ice water.
Where my ice water at?
From the Shire. Ice water.
We having ice water.
She's having ice water.
It's getting me tipsy.
Okay.
I don't drink no more.
Deco, merci beaucoup pour la
I don't drink menu. No more.
Where'd you get that from?
No more.
What?
Not no
oh,
more.
Oh my
remember,
god.
Remember that? Remember we wore that?
I'm so mad at her right now. I'm so mad at That's her right now. I am so mad at her right now. Oh my god. I'm so mad at her.
You asked me.
Where my hobbits at? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna be saying that like for the whole time. Where my hobbits at? I'm sorry.
Just the way he says it. Like,
and he does it with Anthony. Where my hobbits at? I love that. Like, I love me some laugh. RuPaul. Oh my
Every
gosh. I love me some RuPaul. He's an attractive in a suit too.
Yeah. Like, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I love myself some RuPaul.
Shout out to Roo.
Where my hobbits at? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so yeah, so that's what we're going to do tomorrow because in the U.S., there's this holiday called what?
Memorial Day.
Memorial. You know what? Out here, we take just about any holiday we can because it means time off. But, I mean, every day is time off now, right?
Yeah, nothing really, you know.
Yeah, so.
We got a little grill.
Yeah, we have a grill.
Little 1999 grill for the patio.
Nothing wrong with the cheap grill.
Yeah.
We got like a little small, like a little cute one we took to Lake Mead one time.
Like it's a griddle?
No, it's a griddle.
No, we got real
it's
fire.
Like a, it's like a baby one.
Oh, like a baby.
It looks
the round
like, just
one.
Like yours.
Oh, okay.
But it's a baby one.
Oh, okay. So you got
small.
Like squat to.
You, yeah, okay, you okay. Squat. Like you got to okay. Sit in a little chair. And and when you sit in the chair, you have to bend over. Okay. Okay?
I know. So like it's kind of like for weenie roasted. You get the hanger.
And you could put like one hamburger at a time.
Okay.
Or depending on. Or you know what people like at the bars, those little hamburgers. What are they called?
Sliders.
Sliders. Okay. Yeah. So it can fit
I like
some,
sliders.
It can yeah. Fit some sliders on there. Mm. Oh, remember that place we went to in Manassas, Virginia? And they had the sliders and all that stuff. It was like a happy hour spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A little place where the kids can vault the bowling alley.
Yeah. No, they have a... like an arcade.
Yeah, they got the bowling alley back. They changed the menu. The menu's terrible now. Remember they had the bang bang shrimp and stuff?
Yeah.
They took how you gonna take chicken wings off of your happy hour menu?
No chicken wings.
No
for happy
chicken
hour?
Wings. No. They changed the menu. It sucks. Like I really don't the rotunda.
Wow.
The rotunda. They because
I have to push that back and say, where my hobbits at? She's had ice water. I'm drinking
tequila sunrise.
Tequila sunrise. That used to be my drink in college. Mm. We used to go to this bar called the Supper Club.
The Supper
in
Club.
Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta,
Georgia. Mm. It was called the Supper Club. And my friend and I, best friend, rest her soul. Oh, we'd have so many tequila sunrises.
That tequila.
I don't know how we made it home. Mm. But that was, you know, when I was younger.
Young and reckless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Young and reckless.
I mean, I'm not saying all that, but...
I was young and
I
reckless.
I wasn't reckless.
I was young and reckless.
But I was her. She lived
you was a while. You
I was
reckless.
Not. Girl. I was not.
Please. You want me to go into detail? No, I can't.
I was not reckless.
I can't even go into detail.
No.
Reckless.
I was not.
Just reckless. Run into the walls, reckless.
Wow. You're a test crash dummy. That's what you were.
One more time.
Woo! You're the hobbit tag.
You gotta be a special kind of dumb. to think that's a job. That's a kind of idiot.
Yeah, I wasn't reckless, young and reckless like that.
Number one. I was reckless than a mug, man. It's God's grace that I'm here because it just foolishness, you know, foolishness that you know better, and you just young and reckless. That's all I can say. Where my hobbies at?
Where my hobbies at? So before we get into our show tonight, we've got lots of time to kill. What time? Oh, it's 10:31.
Everybody been walking, trying to stay on top of your health while you're on quarantine. Please do. Don't, you know, when the world comes back together, don't go back 10 pounds heavier.
Don't do it. I mean, if you're pregnant, I mean, you can't help that.
But still walk so you have an easier birth. So the baby just shoot right on out.
Have a C-section.
Shoot right on out like you greased the walls, okay?
You know, I thought I was going to have that.
Yeah.
But then the doctor said the baby's head could get trapped in the canal.
And no. The labor could be long. That's... No.
Now, after she said the baby's head could get trapped in the canal, I was so like, okay, stuck. When's his birthday?
He just stuck.
Yeah. And then we have to pull him out and like, nah, I'm good. When are we going to schedule his birthday?
Yeah. Well, what was my baby's birthday going to be? Because nobody's trying to do that.
Ain't nobody
got time for that.
Right.
A long birth. The head stuck in canal. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Head stuck in canal. My kids' heads are pretty big. So, no.
Did you know that when the baby is born, your head pretty much stays the same for your birth. It pretty much stays the same from when it just grows a little bit, but pretty much it's pretty much set.
My kids are almost 10 pounds when they came out. So there's no way in the world I'm trying to push that out.
Nope. They was looking like that.
Right. That's a Pokemon. That is a... Okay, so if you guys are into Pokemon, she said my kids' heads look like the little Pokemon. It's a turtle.
Oh. He look like a baby lizard.
The Pokemon with the turtle. See, my baby knows all their names. Because he put all the stickers on. They love to be sticker any of my stuff. I had to fight them to not put it on the back of
the market, huh?
Yeah. They have, mommy.
Baby lizard. You know the baby shark?
He's a turtle. He's a turtle with a tail.
Baby.
And the tail looks like a cactus.
That's crazy. That's a mutant. That's just not. Kids shouldn't even play with that. That's not even look right. They gonna be confused about their animal shapes. They gonna be, you know, in school you put the little turtle together. Oh, what goes here? Okay, a shell. Okay, you know they got a little underbelly and a tail. No. No, turtle tail looking like no doggone cactus. No.
It looks like a cactus. It's flat and round.
It looks like that dinosaur. You know that dinosaur that has that tail that can destroy the whole world?
Saranna something.
Yeah. Like he don't mess with you from the front, but then he move that tail. You be like, ah,
okay, you guys, if you can see this, she's like really moving her
tail. My tail go woom.
She's
like,
really
it goes
moving.
Wham. Like.
She's really
moving.
Y'all
know what I'm talking about. What's that? I got to Google that special dinosaur. Stegosaurus?
Something like that.
Yeah. I used to love dinosaurs when I was a kid, like Triceratops, Brontosaurus.
Oh, you know what that means.
Pterodactyl. What?
Where my habitat?
What does that mean? I love dinosaurs. What does that mean?
When they say when kids focus on dinosaurs.
What does that mean? No. I never knew.
I'm sorry. I'm a special ed teacher. Also, I need to give you an IEP right now. I need to do some testing on this one
Wait, why you gotta be special if you like dinosaurs?
No.
Okay. I don't know all their names. Like,
when they say kids have ADHD or something.
I like dinosaurs. Like, if I could, like, still, I'm gonna
She
get,
loves
like,
Jurassic
I'm gonna
Park.
Get, like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I like them all. All of them. And that megalodon that came up and got the... Yeah, that was my dude right there. He got them all.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
Oh, you need to say, where my dinosaurs at?
Where my dinosaurs at?
Where my dinos at?
What's wrong with people that like focus on dinosaurs?
I can't. I'm drinking right now.
No, what is it? I don't know this. What does it mean?
Nothing. It means nothing at all. It means you're an awesome person. That's what it means. It means you're an awesome, awesome person that might have some focus issues, but other than that, you're awesome.
I do have focus issues, but tell me what it means. There's nothing wrong with children learning the names of the dinosaurs. You know,
some people call it an obsession, but you call it a passion. So, you know, I mean,
I said, all their
where my
names.
Dinos at.
I could make their little shapes out of clay. Like, I can make a heck of a brontosaurus.
So, could you make Lionel Richie's head? He'd be like, hello.
I'm not good with humans, but like little
is
animals.
It me,
I could
y'all
do an elephant with
for?
The ears. I would
okay.
press the ear. Yeah,
I'm done with this one.
But I want to know what's wrong with me if I like dinosaurs.
I mean, nothing.
No, you said something's
nothing.
Wrong.
Nothing. It means you're an awesome person.
Does it? And it means the opposite.
And I love you.
It means the opposite.
Like a big leg.
It means the opposite.
Big legs. Oh no, it's fish nets.
I can't.
Black pantyhose. I think I'm singing that song wrong.
I can't. Where my dinos at? What's your favorite dinosaur?
I don't have one.
just name one. Pterodactyl, brontosaurus. They eat vegetables, so they wouldn't eat.
Well, that's not me. Okay, I like the gentle ones. You can slide down their backs
that's
Flintstones.
The brontosaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I think
look at him with his beard.
Ooh.
Oh wait.
I can't even see it.
Hold on. I like this guy. He has like
my girl,
not him.
Looking like a
this one.
Okay, you know what?
Mm-mm. I like his beard, mm-mm. yo. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. What up? Holla. As she likes the beards. Where my beard's at? Okay, so. So hello everyone.
So have you seen Tiger King?
No, tell me about Tiger King. Oh. What is that?
We need a
moment of silence for which one was it? The tiger?
You're talking about Siegfried and
yeah,
Roy. Yeah,
the one that was mauled by
Roy.
Yes, the one that was mauled by
they
the dragon.
Up.
Can you give the man a moment? I don't need to talk about his love life.
Okay, but I'm just
I
saying.
Thought they were brothers. I honestly, the first time. I went to Las Vegas. I said, look, because I heard so much about them. Look, Siegfried and Roy.
And they over there on the bed.
The brothers. Look at the brothers. They're doing, we could do that too, because we're sisters. They're brothers. And you were like, Ashley, I don't know how to break this to you, but.
You're lovers.
Like, oh, did you see my face? How it looked?
You like a child, like you were disappointed on Christmas.
Right.
There was no Santa Claus.
Like you told me Santa wasn't real.
I didn't mean to. I got in trouble for that. I thought you knew.
Okay, so we go before we get into Lion King, because she watches
Tiger.
A lot of these. Oh, I'm sorry. that's a cartoon. Before
Simba,
we get into
Simba killed Carol Baskin.
No, Simba didn't kill anybody. Simba was a saint. It was his uncle Scar that was the murderer.
God.
So anyway, before we get into the Tiger King,
we're
talking about the Santa Claus thing. I knew Santa wasn't real because I saw this teddy bear that I wanted in Alpha Betas, right? We're from California. Alpha Betas. If you're from Cali, you know what Alpha Betas is.
Yeah,
Alpha Betas. We're from Union City.
From the U.
Yeah, it was right next to Thrifty's.
You see? We get that 15-cent ice cream cone.
Yeah.
That was so.
And I found a dime in my mint. I was
serious?
Licking it. I was like, Mommy, look, there's a dime in here.
Oh my God.
Somebody had dropped money in the ice cream and I was
That's
just licking all
nasty.
On that.
I don't remember that. You were little?
Yeah, I was little.
Did you get another one?
We were gone by then.
Oh,
Mom just took the dime and was like,
go ahead.
Yeah, I had already licked the germs off of it.
Maybe it was a clean dime.
I had already swallowed the disease.
The mint was in Oakland, so maybe the germs didn't travel too far.
Okay, so anyway, whatever.
Did you die?
I'm here.
That's right.
I guess it made me immune.
See?
Huh? Okay. So it was an Alpha Betas. I saw the teddy bear and I told Mom and Dad, I was like, oh, I want the teddy bear. Yeah. You know, because I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
So I went home. So he's like, Carolyn, you know, take home. So So I went home. What's up, Giles? So I went home and I got a call and it was like,
really?
Hello, Ashley. What do you want?
A country setting.
I was like, yeah. And he's like, do you want that teddy bear? He said, hello, ladies. Hello, hi. Ladies. Hey,
gotcha.
Where my hobbit's at? And so it was like, well, we're gonna see if we can get you that teddy bear.
Really?
I knew it was dead. Oh, I knew it was dead.
That's just the fact that they went through so much trouble to make you think, you know, what I'm saying?
That, right? That it was Santa.
Yeah, that's so.
But
cute.
Yeah.
Do your kids believe in Santa?
No.
No?
They used to, but Ethan was afraid of him. He saw that picture he took. he said Santa smelled funny.
And he still remembers that to this day.
Santa probably smelled like, you know.
Cigarette smoke.
Yeah, he said cigarette smoke, right?
Wow, yeah.
Either Santa. Cigarette smoke or liquor. I can't remember which one.
Or maybe a little bit of both.
Santa was drinking.
Poor guy. He probably was around
no
back.
No wonder
like
he was so happy. Oh, bring him here. Bring him here.
Pissy kid.
Let him sit on that. I'm like, oh.
He had an accent?
Yeah, he did.
It's like, oh,
he
wow.
was Asian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, hey, we like Santas of different colors.
Santa.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Santa has a beard.
Santa had to smoke a cigarette.
Santa has a beard.
And take a swig or something because these little pissy children going to be sitting on his lap and
crying.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know, just doing our.
This is at Walmart.
They still pissy and crying. I don't like Santa.
Well, anyway, Ethan, you saw his face.
Oh, my gosh.
He was looking at him like.
I don't like this. Yeah. I don't like this situation.
And please get me off this man's lap.
Yeah. His face just said it
so
all.
They said Santa's a burglar because he breaks into your houses. I'm like, okay, kids.
Santa, baby.
But Aiden said, but if Santa was real, I tell him to bring me some stuff.
Aww.
Like, yeah. Santa has a beard.
Wants to believe.
Exactly, right? If Santa's beard is cut like real nice and stuff, then
you
I might sit on his lap.
You seen that muscular Santa? He's on like a commercial.
No.
He's like on a, I want to say like a Chevy commercial. He's all cut and he got a nice little beard. He's like in Hawaii. Yeah, that's Santa.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll definitely sit
I'll
on that
sit
Santa's
on your
lap.
Santa. Just tell me the time and place.
With no bottoms.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
See, where Santa, my hobbit's at?
Santa gonna cross you off the list.
Because I'm being naughty.
There's naughty and there's, you know, there's nice, there's naughty, and then there's extremely naughty. You are extremely
naughty.
Well,
then I need
list.
A spanking.
Oh, God. You're gonna get a lump of coal and a beating.
What I mean, is that a good beating?
No, it's or a like, bad beating.
Oh, a bad, okay, yeah. Well, I don't want that.
Yeah, you exclude it. The elves gonna sit around.
Oh, the elves gonna get me too?
Yep, the elves gonna get you.
Oh.
Yeah, not. Mm-mm.
Where my elves at? What's up, Giles? Are you working? Are you off? What's up? How's it going in the land down under? We're here having our own party. You guys. we're talking about if Santa, you know, like an adult Santa.
Yeah. With nice pecs and
with nice pectorals.
Yeah.
It's like guns. Like a 57-year-old, well, a 35-year-old.
No.
He said, "Whoa, that's
no,
really...
not 35."
Oh, she okay. Mm-hmm. A 50-year-old.
I mean, 40 and up.
No, 40 still don't cut it.
40 would be all right.
No, he needs to be older.
40 would be all right with me.
Well, not with me. I need him older. With
a
nice. I don't want a geriatric. I don't want him to have a walker.
Walker? Girl, I was thinking wheelchair.
At least I could sit on that with a wheelchair.
And with the little control, y'all could go fast.
We could go
you
could
like soup it up, give it a tune up, you know what I mean?
Whatever.
And you'd be like, meow. And then you get that thing like Mrs. Deagle and go up the steps.
Go up the steps. That man had a heart attack before we even
get home. Would you sit on his lap while y'all round them stairs? You know, man.
Yeah.
That's my next man. I'm looking for it. Anybody know?
Wear high heels.
any geriatric men out there looking for a nice young lady to, you know, take care of you.
Well, I mean, you can't go to the nursing homes right now.
Well, they can come stay with me. I'll make sure.
You guys are too damn funny.
Any geriatric men out there, you know.
You have to be 57 and
wheelchair
older.
Bound.
Your kids have to be my age.
Wheelchair bound.
I well, at least nice, in your 30s.
Some nice mild food I like to cook. You know, make you some nice smoothies. We can have fun. We can play Parcheesi and stuff.
Parcheesi?
Parcheesi.
What the heck?
Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Naked shuffleboard. You know.
Just he said, oh, Santa sounds like a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
So
I'm cooking for him, though. I mean, he getting something out of the deal.
Yeah, he getting more than that.
Well, you know, depends on if his heart can take it. You know what I'm saying? Can your body take it? That's how, you know, if you can take it.
There's
can...
pills for that.
Oh, well, not if, but if you got heart problems, you can't. The pills mess with you.
Oh, yeah. The pills wouldn't mess with
so
you
so much. Yeah. You,
give him some, what is that? What is that? Yeah. My little boy talking about, that's some good stuff. I breathe better.
Nitro. I don't think a healthy person should be taking nitro.
Yeah.
Nitroglycerin. Who knows what
his heart be beating fast, too. He said Santa would get a heart attack with them blue pills.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Celebrex.
Where my elves at? Dancer, oh my gosh.
Prancer, Comet, Cupid.
So basically nothing is going on here.
We making our own fun.
We're making our own fun. Kimberly was over here dancing like she's in the club with her bobtail dress on.
I put on my party dress and, you know.
Exactly. At least he'll die happy, right?
right. With a smile on his face and a hand in his lap. Okay, sorry.
A hand in his lap.
Yeah.
So you be like that dude from Reno 911 with his shorts on and the skates. What are you talking about?
Terry. That's Terry. That's my show.
Terry was caught giving HJs in the park.
HJ.
HJs.
I had to roll over on that one. HJs.
HJs in the park.
Oh, God. Not an HJ.
Give me the HJs. Oh, my gosh.
I'm done.
Okay, we're gonna get off of Santa.
I'm done.
We're gonna okay.
Yeah. But I'm gonna show you a picture of that sexy Santa though.
Yeah, please do. Like, he has and he has a beard.
It's yeah,
a beard.
It's like great. Yeah, man. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
you know yeah. How I feel about men and
yeah,
beards.
Yeah, man. He's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Santa could probably get it. Yeah.
They're the bee's knees. Now you got me hot in here. Now I need to take off my jacket.
It was cool. It was nice. I was dancing. I was sweating. We're having a dance-a-thon.
Okay.
We should do that. We should, like have a dance-a-thon. You know, they do that on TV. Like, you know, you wear some comfortable shoes. Whoever can last the longest on the dance floor win, like, a prize. That would be
what
so
we gonna cool. win?
Well, more drinks.
A bottle of vodka.
Just dance till you can't. Till you just
dance till you can't dance no more.
Till you beat her, or either you pass out from liquor, either one.
I mean, okay. So, do you like take a break when you have to go to the bathroom?
Not well thought out.
No, I'm thinking about it.
Not well thought out plan.
Okay, because we downloaded this app called House Party.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Remember we downloaded that app?
I didn't.
So we'll send invites out when we do it. Maybe we'll do it at Mom and Dad's house,
yeah,
by the pool or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So
just dance.
Just dance.
Okay.
Have a dance-a-thon.
Okay. We should invite Iva too.
What? Yeah, she'll be on the.
Yeah, she'll do.
Oh, yeah, because she's in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Yeah. Cali girl in the Ark.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cali girl in the Ark.
If you come.
She'll come. Me?
No, you. Yeah.
I'm coming.
Okay, so we'll see.
I'm coming.
Okay, so we're talking about.
I want the world to know. Get to let I'm coming.
So my allergies are like bad right now because those weed things are Are you finished? Are you finished?
Finished coming out.
You finished coming out.
I'm out.
Okay, she's out. Those weed things are blowing dandelion. All around.
Dandelions.
When we were kids, we would pick them up
and blow.
And blow them.
Yeah, I like those. Don't make me, like, I don't think that's not on my allergy list.
That's on mine.
It's the grass. It's grass.
You know, I want to get tested again to see all that I'm allergic to.
And I think over time it changes too.
Well, different areas, because I know being on the East Coast is horrible.
Because there's not as much mold and ragweed as there is down south. Oh, down south, that mold.
Down
and
south
ragweed
is horrible.
But they got like mold and ragweed down there. You know what I mean? Ragweed.
But on the West Coast, we're good.
Yeah, because the salt in the air.
Oh, is that? That's it? Because like this over here.
Right here,
snot right here, snot in the back of your throat.
Yeah,
right here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And we don't get much sun either.
What here? We don't get much sun. No, because like I get pale, and then like in the summer, you
now
know,
my makeup looks like orange on me.
Oh, you look like an orange.
I look like
She looks like 45.
Oh, yep. A brown 45.
She's orange.
I'm a brown 45.
You're a brown. Mm-hmm. So what is that? Burnt sienna?
Yeah.
So we like to like send shout outs to everybody around the world that's listening to us in Australia.
How you doing down under?
Ukraine.
Hi there.
Germany.
Au revoir.
The UK.
How you doing?
Do you like my accent from the UK?
You're the governor.
What the heck? She's been watching Madagascar.
You're the governor.
What? Oh, UK? They said you.
You said what?
UK. where else do we see? Oh, Somalia.
Yes.
Oh, Zambia. You didn't stop it. I'm sorry. I don't have it. It's called allergies, like for real. Like
No,
Rona free. Rona free.
Use the restroom.
You gotta go.
Water, yes.
Go, hurry up. Let's see where else.
Oh gosh.
Pretty much a lot of European countries.
Go, Charles.
Oh gosh. And we like to send some shout outs to our people in the States. Mississippi, Texas, California, of course, where we're from. Nevada, we're also from there too. And Michigan, South Carolina, North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania. What's up, you guys? Thanks for listening. So Thimbley and I are just here. We're trying to battle through this Rona, this being, you know, locked indoors and not being able to go out. They're saying that they're supposed to open up beaches. We don't know what's up. Then they're supposed to be limiting how many people can go on a beach, you know. So it's like it's getting hot here because we're trying to go for walks and work out. And
so take off all your clothes.
Thank you.
I'm going to take my clothes off. Okay.
Oh, okay. So she's back.
I'm
of
back.
Course. She's back.
And I don't drink no more.
Okay. So I don't know where that came from.
Where it came from.
Okay.
That dude.
All right.
I don't drink no more. I've been.
Okay. All right.
All right, dude.
Okay. So yeah, we just like to send shots out to everybody.
Compton.
So we got a request
from
a person on the East Coast on what they would like to talk about.
Okay.
How to manage being a good woman when the woman who do strip and get only fans are getting all the love.
What?
I don't even understand that.
Wait, what?
How to manage being a good woman.
When the woman.
Oh, when strippers only get all the love.
I mean, strippers get stripper love and regular women get regular love. I mean, people do what that's
so
their
can
job.
Like a businesswoman get the same kind of love as like two scoops?
I mean, that's a different type of, you know, different type of industry altogether. So you know, I mean, I don't have anything against strippers, of course, or anybody, how they.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Do you love strippers?
And they're cool.
They're good people, too, aren't they? They're good
people. Strippers are people, too. Can I share mine?
Okay. So, yeah. So you can be like, you know.
The stripping business started in Africa.
Okay, we're not doing that here. And what they say, you got to pay me. Like, no. Okay, I'm sorry. We just went off of the Players Club. I'm sorry. We just went off. We just did Players Club. Sorry.
No, okay, but Leah, so like, you know, strippers, they have their regulars in the club and they take care of them, you know, and sometimes the girls might date the guys or whatever, or sometimes they just use them for money. And some men want to be used for money. Some men that give them
control. Who wants to be used?
You know, because they know that they can control the situation. Like, I know that when I go to the club and, you know, spoil my favorite girl, it's done. She's not going to be hounding me, maybe take out the trash, you know, go do this. The kids need feeding, blah, blah, blah. He can handle, you know, give her little $200, $300, $400, $500.
So, what's up, Sinister Breed?
And, you know, and then go home. And if he has a wife, you know, whatever. If he doesn't, if he's a busy guy.
So, some men want to spoil strippers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. They have their favorites, you know.
Do you guys like strippers? How about that?
Most of them do.
Most men?
I think so. Yeah.
Sinister Breed, he has a beard. Woo!
Oh, my God. We need like a thing. Clink.
I know, right? Oh, he said, no, they smell like tuna.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I don't think all of them. They smell like that cheap perfume. They smell like Charlie. They wear that little cheap body spray.
Charlie, I haven't heard of that since like forever.
Okay, Red Door.
Red Door or Primo.
Primo. Primo was my perfume. I used to carry the little.
You said Walmart perfume.
Yep,
that's right.
That's where Primo.
If you
right.
love Giorgio,
you'll love Primo.
If you like Giorgio, you'll love Primo.
I never smelled Giorgio.
If you love White Diamonds, you'll love Red Door.
Red Door. I love them both. I did. That was
Dollar Store.
Yep. Those are my, like, in high school, those we kept those in
it
our purse. It
smells like melted popsicle. You know? Like, for you ever had, like,
some, super sweet?
Yeah, like some cheap-ass cologne or perfume. It smelled like a melted popsicle.
Oh, my God.
Like, you put that on, and then it's like, 5 minutes later, it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah, there's no, I think the alcohol content is so high.
It's gone.
So high, yep. And it's, yeah. That's why you were, like, spraying it all day. Like, it
smells like buttered popcorn.
Yeah, it did, kind of.
Oh.
You're spraying it all day, though. Like, every class, you're like, okay, I got to spray.
If you guys are strippers, no offense,
uh-huh.
What would be your stripper names?
Oh, mine would be.
What would it be?
Look, I already know. Mine would be Jade Sterling. Jade Sterling.
That's Thimberly. Hers would be Jade Sterling.
Jake, what about you?
What about you? What about me?
Mercedes, Cadillac, Velvet.
They're all
either named after a car or a fabric. Chiffon. Satin.
Nissan Quest.
Satin, that's a, no.
Oh, that's a minivan,
a
so we can't.
Car. Be an exotic car.
Okay.
Rose, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be the owner, not the stripper. If I was the owner, I would dance every night and every now and then, at least.
Like Matthew McConaughey did in, what was the movie? Look. Magic Mike. You still haven't seen Magic Mike?
I still haven't seen Magic Mike.
Oh, my God. It might be streaming. We might.
Are there men with beards in there?
No, they're clean shaven. But they look good.
Oh, okay.
Like Alcide, you know.
Ooh, Alcide.
Yeah,
girl.
Ooh.
Yeah. I had to see
a lot
that.
Of nice looking guys. Yeah, very, very.
Okay,
very,
well, we're going to have to see
very,
that.
Very, very,
oh, he
very,
said I was in Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, where were you? Where are you, Sinister Breed?
An extra.
Okay.
So Giles, I'm still thinking about a name.
Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Poom Poom Rider. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Ferrari.
Ferrari. Oh, God.
Ferrari.
Ferrari. No, I'm gonna think. Okay, I'm gonna
Knight Rider.
Oh, that okay.
I love Michael Knight.
Okay, but no, that's not a sexy name.
Okay,
Knight Rider. What the hell? Knight Rider.
Magnum PI.
Come out in a mask like a ninja. What are you doing? I got one for you, Darling Nikki.
Seriously, after a Prince song?
Yeah.
No.
Met her in a hotel lobby. Yeah.
Masturbating with no. There you I go. Don't think so.
That's a good, and that could be your song that you. So when you strip, you do your, you make that work. But see, listen, but so when you dance, your first song is your fast song. You do that with your dress on. Uh-huh. And then your second song is a slower song where it's more erotic.
She's
you do that
saying this like
song.
She knows.
I know. I have friends that were strippers.
You own some girls or something? She used to run a did you used to run a cat house?
Oh my god, but yeah, like yeah, that's how it goes.
Well, at least ooh, Tom Collins.
No.
Okay.
What do you mean? Is she what I don't, is she androgynous? Is she an androgynous? You're gonna come out like what happened?
She definitely sounds like she knows what she's talking about. Yes, she does. Where my hobbits at?
I've lived several lives, and we'll leave it that way. Okay. I've lived
with her reading glasses on.
I've lived several lives. Okay?
Time for a confession.
But I have friends that did that in college.
She used to run a cat house in Nye County.
But yeah, that's how. So then your second song would be your Darling Nikki. See, that would be perfect. You can change your name every night if you want.
You can change your name every night?
Yeah, you can dance as Star one night. You can dance as, but if you want to keep some regulars, you know, get
that's
some
what I'm
regulars.
Saying. If you keep regulars, you got to keep your name.
But you got to
so
change.
They come
but
looking
you. But you got to keep it fresh, too. Like, you got to have different hair, you know, different blonde hair. You
different
know.
Wigs?
Yeah, different wigs. That's
you
a
can't
business.
Have the same.
You got to invest in this if you want it to work.
Oh, my. Why do I feel like I'm being recruited? She recruiting me right now. You got to invest. All my life, I had to work. Like, no, seriously.
Yeah, you got to invest. You got to buy your little dresses. You got to have different G-string. Can't come out there the same funky G-string every night.
I can hand wash them when I get home.
Yeah, but you want to have as you make a little money, you're gonna want the dress lady comes in the back, you know, and sells the little G-strings and stuff like 2 for $25. You know, saying. So I've heard.
In order from the Fredericks of Hollywood.
No, the lady come right in there. She makes them. It'd be like a lady like you sew, right?
Yeah.
And you can make like the cute little ones that like have a bikini and they got the little straps and the little thing that go right. Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah.
She used to run some girls. How old were your girls?
I lived several lives. Thank you very much.
What do they call the mother?
Madam.
Martha's?
Madam.
The madam.
Madam.
Okay,
madam.
The madam right here. Thank you, Madam Thimberly. Am I hired?
And I'm gonna tell you how I know this because when I first started making my candles, me and my ex, we used to go to the strip clubs, and that's we used to sell our candles in the strip clubs.
He said, "What?
We used to make so much money."
Female pump.
Huh?
Yeah, female pump.
Pimp. That's what it's for.
Oh, female pimp.
Pimptress.
I'm like a breast pump.
Oh my god!
I have one of those.
A female pimp.
That's how I feel. I feel like
a pimp. Ass?
Like she's looking at me right now. A like yeah, ass, yeah, a little work.
Yeah,
Ashley, we can get you a nice wig.
Yeah, I like this color on you. So the amber, colored hair. We're gonna make definitely.
Does it go with my
work.
Skin tone?
Oh yeah, and we're gonna get you a little Sienna, Sienna G string.
That dim sounds like one. Remember how it's at? Yeah.
Get you making lots of money before you know
who's
it.
Who's going to do my makeup?
They got a lady that'll do your makeup. You can pay her like $10. She'll do your makeup, your eyelashes and all that.
Get her a pimp cup. Yeah, that's her. That's her right there. I'm innocent.
Yeah, right.
I'm innocent. I don't know anything about that life.
Yep.
I don't know. See, that's.
Yep, yep.
That's
yep.
What madam. She's a madam right madam. There. So where do you go to recruit? You go to the bus station?
That's terrible. No, actually the college campuses are better. Oh my!
College campuses work a lot better.
College campuses, because they're legal.
Yeah, and these girls actually have goals, and you know they're gonna stay clean with drugs and stuff.
Oh yeah, you don't want drug heads.
Yeah, you these girls, you know they're gonna pretty much have a set schedule. They're gonna study during
the
day.
Crazy.
And they're gonna be clean girls. You know, and they're gonna work hard because they're trying to pay for school and pay for their car, whatever.
So, oh, yeah. Sinister Bree, he's like, what I miss? Well. I think I have your stripper name. What's my stripper name, Giles? Well, Sinister Breed, you missed Thimberly talking about her madam days.
Not madam days. Oh my God.
Miss Innocence. Exactly. Miss Innocent. Yeah. That's what I am.
I like Darling Nikki.
Are you Darling Nikki?
Yep.
I don't think so. You thought it.
You were thinking it.
No, I wasn't.
You said it.
No, I wasn't.
Crystal. A lot of everybody wanted to be named Crystal.
Crystal. He said, well, she can give me a lap. No, she's the madam. She orders the girls.
I organize it.
She's the organizer.
I'm the mastermind behind the dance.
She's the event planner. She matches you up with the right girl, right?
And that would be good for you. She's about 5 feet.
He said, I'll pay you good.
Mom, yeah, that one. There you go. Girl that talking. One.
Yeah.
Good conversation. She's well read, you know.
And she loves to read murder mystery books.
Right. or books from the Shire.
Books from the Shire.
My habitat.
I'm sorry, we're gonna be saying that throughout the night. Cause there's this Xfinity commercial.
It's so funny.
And RuPaul is, well, it's like RuPaul, Missy Elliott, the guy that played the Hobbit.
Yeah.
He said, "I have a beard, so the lap dance would be amazing. It
uh-oh,
sure would, because I love beards.
Uh-oh.
Woo!" Well, but I wouldn't really know how to do that. So
I can teach you that. That's easy. He just gyrated in front of the man.
Well, thank you.
So you just like you act like you're gonna graze your nipple on his face, but then you just like, you know, you just like, you know what I mean? Just graze and bite. Like when we show you,
this is what she got her master's degree in.
When we show you, I'm gonna show you what. So just like,
okay,
so
she's showing me.
So
pretend like, that's the chair. Oh,
so
thank you.
And
thank
then, you know, I'm gonna go like
more than grazing,
a slow twerk, you know, like that.
My knees aren't that good.
I'm gonna go like this.
You're gonna slap your own boot?
Yeah.
They can't slap you, huh?
No, they can't touch you.
No sex
so
in the champagne room. Don't get them suffocated, them. That's what Giles said. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
just easy. It's real easy.
Okay.
You're
so
selling
like,
a fantasy. Okay.
You're selling a fantasy.
At $20 a pop.
He said, I'd slap the fuck out of you.
At $20 a pop.
$20 a slap.
$20 a dance.
Well, you know.
So if you do 5 dances, you already got $100. See what I'm saying?
So you got to pay college tuition.
Yeah. So you want to clear at least.
How much a night do you want to clear?
Well, strippers nowadays. Stripping right now is like a fad. You know what I mean? It's not like it was in the 90s. It's like a fad. So now girls are making like crazy amounts of money, like 5 G's.
But they all want to have Instagram booties.
Yeah. Some do, some don't. I mean, there's a market for everything. So some do, some don't. But they're making crazy amounts of money now.
Well, Mr. Breed says I have plenty.
Oh.
You'll enjoy it.
I sure will.
Well. Oh, so you're asking me what is it about beards?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I don't know. It's like, I like a well-manicured beard.
Okay.
To me,
like a lawn. Like a lawn.
Like a lawn.
Well-manicured.
A well-manicured beard.
Think about a lawn.
You think about a lawn. Yeah, I don't know. It just makes a man look so distinguished. So gentlemanlike.
What if they're bald on top and the beard?
Well, that's nice too.
Oh, no. It's like the opposite.
They look like little fruits.
Little Bert and Ernie.
I like that. I'm a biker, so you enjoy the rumble.
Okay.
I know how to ride a motorcycle. I'm a licensed rider. Oh, goodness.
I want to go dance. You guys, I want to get out and go gyrating. Well, I can do a good lap dance off this song.
Oh, okay. So we're listening to Aaliyah. What song is this?
Rock the Boat.
Rock the Boat. She's okay. I won't even. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh.
Wait. Look at this move. Look at this move. This is a good one right here. That's a good one right there.
See, my knees and my back.
You can't be a stripper talking about your knees and back.
So if I'm a stripper, right? If I'm a stripper, Mr. Sinister said
that. A stripper with bad knees.
I've got bad knees. Can I break out? Oh, hold on, sir. Let me get my Bengay out.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Because, you know, I can use booted. Damn it. Oh, you're still in? So like, what's that stuff?
Icy hot.
Ooh, icy hot. That's some good stuff. And then,
emu oil.
No, the other spray stuff emu oil is on not, there. He said, don't talk about your knees. You'll drop the hourly chart.
Yeah, no, you can't go on there talking about, wait, my knees.
But my knees, if I have bad knees, I can't drop it like it's hot.
But then you better slide it like it's warm.
So sorry, Mr. Reed. You know, I'll just be walking around circles, walking around your chair in circles.
You can't do it.
Some flats. And some grandma shoes.
And some kitten heels. No kitten heels. No kitten heels are allowed in the club, okay?
Kitten heels.
Kitten. You know those little heels are like
the having, bumps. The
yeah,
pumps.
Yeah.
Bumps and a bump.
Pumps and a bump.
Pumps and a bump.
Pumps and a bump. That song was the worst. No kittens, no flats.
No, I can't wear my flats.
No, this is your sexy shoes.
I'm wearing some gym shoes.
Nope. Oh my gosh.
Oh, he said, imagine playing Marvin Gaye
and your knees go out. That's right. Let's get it on.
You know, seriously. Like,
you cannot be a stripper with bad knees. That's just, I'm sorry.
Well, then I have to be the madam's helper. Because I can't, my knees.
She said the madam's helper.
Maybe I can slide on the pole or something.
You gotta make sure the late you so you and me.
Said bad for business.
Yeah. You gotta wear the heels.
Oh, I could serve drinks.
You only want to be the bartender or the waitress.
I'll be the waitress.
You gotta bend down to be
the
waitress.
I can be the waitress.
You gotta be sexy to be the waitress too now.
She can get on. Oh, see, knees are bad. Can't get on the knees. Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to get on your knees. I mean, you know, not necessarily.
Can't get on the knees. Well, what about when you slide down the pole? You don't have to get on your knees.
Everybody's not a pole worker.
Knee dance.
Everybody's not a pole worker. Okay.
Can't do a knee dance.
Everybody's not a pole worker. So every, you know, you can.
Now the
see,
girls
that's what
are
saying.
Doing.
It's different, but.
So, but back then.
You can walk around it like you on a carousel. And,
yeah, there it is. That's what I would do. It's a flat.
Like it's a maypole or something. Now you go around the maypole.
Like what's that dance they do in Scotland where they do the river dance. Like a river dance around the pole. He says, sit on my lap. Okay, so Sinister, it's knees. Knees. Oh, he said that's Irish. Oh, okay. There I go.
Oh, my God. He said, brother. Thank you, Giles. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm done.
You do that around the pole.
My cheeks hurt. So like my whole face,
right there.
My whole face hurts right now from laughing. Oh my gosh, I'm done. I am finished, but thank you so much.
I'm done with you, Ash.
Me and me too. And so am I Giles.
Saying, like, my knees are bad.
She had the country's all checked.
I thought it, what did I say? I said Scottish.
Scotland.
You look as Irish.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think we should take the pole dancing class. Like, it's in Manassas. It's not too far from my office.
Because I tried to take that twerking class and it hurt my knee. It did. I couldn't get down like
so,
that.
So, if you do the twerking, you need to get you some pads and some oil up before
some pads like yes. I'm a painter or something? pads. I'm gonna need some knee. Okay, so check. I need knee pads.
I need a back brace.
I need a back brace.
I like Icy Hot better.
What is that stuff? I have something that it doesn't even smell. And I like the smell of it.
It smells like peppermint. I like the
I love that smell.
Yeah, I like it too. It doesn't bother me.
I like it. Yeah.
But yeah, so you didn't rub that on
me. Like, oh.
No, it smells good to me.
Get out the bag.
No, it smells good to me. No, I like it. Yeah. Yeah, so you need some pads. Knee pads. Two knee pads, check. Back brace, check.
With all the pads, you need a rollerblade. I have a pair. I do.
I can't rollerblade. I want to get a pair of like four-wheel skates and skate around Haynes Point. I think that'd be fun.
Because I've seen somebody's potholes in that thing.
Yeah. I want to be on the sidewalk part. I'd be on the street.
Okay,
part.
She wants to go back to like fame days or something.
With my t-shirt.
What's up, Nay? Galego Nay. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, like you want to go back to the 80s.
I love that roller skating. I love the 80s.
Or like how that guy was doing
VH1 time. Yeah. I want to go back to VH1.
To VH1 before BET.
Yeah,
VH1. Black Entertainment, there is VH1. He said, hi, HJ. You know what HJ means?
I learned tonight.
HJ,
what are you some money?
What are you talking about? We don't 911.
Nasty.
He was a comedian.
He was skating.
He had like sparkly shorts.
Yeah, booty shorts on.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
I'm covered in stuff. I'm covered in stuff.
Where my hobbits at?
On the movie one. The movie. Reno 911. The movie. It's like, Terry, what are you doing here?
Miami.
I'm covered in damn hot pants.
Sinister Breeze said he used to be a stripper.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love going to Mel Reviews.
They had this brunch in DC. Well, they did before. It's a brunch. It's like $60, and it's like a Mel Exotic.
The men come and dance on your lap.
Nah, they come. It's like just.
Are their knees good?
I
hope their knees are good.
Yeah, they got good knees.
I want them falling over
they
on
can
me.
Follow me. You got a nice chest.
Oh, if they have a muscular chest, full nude. Oh no, that's in Georgia.
Really, the men dance nude?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I've never seen male.
I have seen a male review, and they've been nude. Really? All they had on was hip boots.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
In Memphis too. Yeah.
I didn't know men did. I didn't know.
They like jump up and make their stuff move.
I like it when they had a little elephant slung.
Yeah.
But they're nude.
Yeah.
Oh, get nude.
Yeah. Yeah, the men let you touch them.
You can touch it?
Yeah. The men let you touch. So, Sinister, did you let women touch?
Oh my gosh. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, in the male reviews, yeah.
I went to the rubber and get with it.
And that's usually what happens.
Are you serious?
I went to a male review in Vegas. Uh-huh. They tried to drag me up on stage. I was pregnant. I was like, no, I'm pregnant, no. Like, they tried to pull me up. He said, they couldn't touch it. Oh, well.
I think they got to have some kind of guidelines because they'll get shut down.
They were like traveling male reviews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
we touched it.
I wonder how they feel being groped by women all night. Like, I don't think I would grope them. I would just enjoy it. Because to me, that would take the fantasy away if I was touching them. You know what I mean? I think I would respect their bodies.
You would respect. I'm not respecting nobody.
Oh my God.
And okay. I'm slapping.
And I might slap the, slap them.
Yes, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't stroke their slong.
Oh no, I'm not stroking their slong.
I'm not stroking no slongs. No, I'm not gonna do that. That's
you have to pay me for that.
Yeah, that's not classy. That's
pay
not
me
classy.
For that HJ.
I just got both hands full. No, I can't do that.
I mean, I'll tip you.
Yeah,
I'll tip good.
Yeah, and I'll get a lap dance, but I'm not gonna be stroking. Nah, that's too much.
That's I'm not.
We might as well get a room if
you're
doing
all that. I'm not crossing that line.
Yeah. We might as well get a room if you're doing all that. Yeah, I can't.
I'm not gonna stroke.
Yeah, because it's not. I'm there to watch you, not to grope your body. Yeah. Grope your man parts. Oh, they probably wouldn't mind, you know. But I would.
Oh, he's talking about something in the champagne room. Oh, Mr. Sinister, you are being sinister. One stroke away from sexual assault.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. It'd be like a Him Too movie.
Yeah.
She touched me.
You say Him
Next
Too.
I know I'm running for an office.
Him Too.
And then this stripper dude's gonna pop up. Ashley, do you remember when you went to Club Sugar? And you took me to the back? And you touched me. Like, no, I'm not risking
you
that.
Stroke my body.
He's like, hashtag one stroke. Like, I'm not.
Oh,
you draw the line.
Oh my god.
Oh, Sister Breed says, shit, he's no pussy. He's not gonna complain.
Right.
Well, see, he's a good one, but yeah, see,
some
ones,
men will be like,
other ones might. Like, you're gonna have to pay me off.
Yeah.
I'm not paying anybody
hush mouth,
off.
Hush mouth.
Hush money.
What'd you call Him Too movement?
Him Too movement.
I'm done.
Yeah, they got
that's
a real
that's
thing.
A Him Too, really?
There's a Him Too. You guys, isn't there a Him Too?
Whining.
Oh, he said he'll pay off.
He'll pay y'all.
Yeah, the big payback.
Payback.
There him is too. A Him Too movement,
no,
though.
You gotta be kidding
so.
Me. You gotta be kidding
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Him Too.
Yeah. There's him a Him Too. Too.
I'm thinking.
Is that what? Him Too?
I had
yeah,
no idea.
I'm thinking there's a Him Too.
Him Too.
Speaking of the Her Too, how do you feel
me
about that?
Me Too.
Oh, yeah, Me Too. Dear God, really? Yeah, more like Him Too Soft. Him Too Soft instead of Him Too. That's on your cabinet, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw that.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Probably at 9 a.m.
Thimberly's being a millennial right now.
Distracted.
She's on her phone.
Distracted.
She's on the gram. Snitches love the gram.
Not on the gram no more.
Snitches love the gram. Should be I'm a pussy movement. A Him Too. Him Too movement.
Him Too. I promise you,
I'm
I didn't know
you,
about
him
the
Him Too.
I did not know that.
Because like one of the main ladies that's like all into Me Too,
yeah.
There's like a dude saying, well, she sexually harassed me.
Oh, man up. God. No.
Dang.
I don't know how I feel about that.
The Him Too movement?
Yeah.
I mean, the Me Too.
Him Too.
How do you feel about the Me Too?
Like, okay, like if a guy was harassed by another guy, I could see them doing the Him Too. But if it's a woman, you pretty much laid there and let me, right?
Dylan just saw it on Instagram. What?
If it's a guy, if a guy, a big, strong guy, like, say Jason Momoa, who I would love to harass. But anyway. He can overpower me. I'm like, Jason, you're going to lay here. You're going to take it. You know, like, he's pretty much letting me.
Not after he takes off all his limbs on that commercial. Take it.
He's like, good job, babe. Yeah. So they're that commercial, because they're always like talking about his body, like they're calling him fat, like because he's out of he was never fat.
He said, this country's raising pussies.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Let it out.
You know, I don't. Can a woman take advantage of a man?
Nah, unless you drug him and he's incapacitated.
Can he still like get an
erection? Yeah, there's probably drugs that can make it still. Yeah,
I saw it on the movie. He said, I have a pick, and people call me Aquaman.
Oh,
you need to pass that on,
yeah,
Mr.
you
Breed.
Need to send that on. We like Aquaman,
right? With beards,
right. You don't have to have a beard for me.
She doesn't like beards.
No, I mean, I don't dislike them, but he said, I'll be right back. Wait, make sure you're coming out the water glistening now.
Okay, Giles, bye. We'll see you later. Hit you up on the gram. Post some stuff. Show some pictures of the family. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so
make sure you're glistening. you know, with the water, you know, water coming off your pecs, okay? Make sure, you know, you got that.
And no chest hair.
Make sure the sun is hitting you just right, okay? Okay, sinister, so we can, you know.
No chest hair. No chest hair.
You got to get waxed, babe. Got to get waxed. Yeah. Or get you some Nair, you know, or shave it if you have, you know, whatever you need to do. Whatever you need to do.
Because they have manscaping tools now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't see a lot of guys going, shh, they're not going to put up with that pain. We put up with a lot of pain to get smooth.
I mean, I get waxed. It's not that bad.
It hurts.
If you go, you have to go every 4 weeks.
But the first time, it hurts. And then if you do the Brazilian, you know.
I do the Brazilian.
Yeah, they're spreading your cheeks and they're getting.
No, she don't spread them.
How she get it?
She can. She, I just lift up my leg.
But okay, I'm not. So I'm not laying on my stomach like.
No.
That's how they do it.
No, let me show you. So. I'm like,
oh, the knees.
My knees. So I'm like this the whole time. Like,
oh.
And then, so when she gets the boom, she lifts my legs like that.
But wouldn't it just be easier just for me to turn on my stomach?
But you might push out air or something.
I'm a pass. You
know? Sinister's back.
Oh, God.
How do we click on that picture?
Oh, wow. I like it. Hey, Aqua. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Like oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Where my sinister's at?
You need to be somebody's superhero.
Right.
Oh, my God. He got the little pose, too.
He got the pose.
We like the pose.
Yeah. Just put that in the man bun.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm changing it.
Right.
Oh my God.
Wait, we gotta zoom in on that.
Yeah.
Wait, let's zoom in. Oh, look at the beard.
What's love count?
I don't Oh, you're getting love counts? What is that about? Oh, look, there's a smooth chest too. Yeah.
You got the pose. He's
you like, got the pose.
It's like, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Aquaman who? Aquaman what? Jason Momoa, back up.
Right.
Back up.
Imagine taking advantage. Shut up, Jason. Okay. Like, real. That's probably what Denise does.
Yeah. I think she runs the show.
Oh, yeah. She runs the show. Yeah. I think he's like, act like a little kid.
Yeah, I think, yeah, because he's young.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like some years apart.
Yeah.
So,
like, I want to say 10 or
yeah.
More.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He's younger than me.
Is he really?
I think so.
And she's older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in her 50s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think she runs it.
Yeah. She has to.
Okay, Sinister BRB.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I think she does run it though.
Yeah. Like, she has for real. She's the grown up in the freaking relationship.
Most women. Man.
I can't. I need a grown up.
Okay. Here we go. 57.
I mean,
with children that are like close to your age. Well, that's like 60.
The age doesn't. If the age doesn't matter, it's just like how young you feel.
Okay.
You can be older, okay. But if you feel young, or the way you act.
Oh, he said they were modeling pics. Oh, look at that one. Whoa.
All right.
I'm trying to zoom in. Look, they're like,
wait, what?
There we
go.
Oh, yeah, that's, oh, look at that.
You're showing a little something.
That's
something.
Seductive.
Showing a little something, something, huh?
That's seductive.
Yeah, we like. Yeah.
Oh, so you used to be a model.
Oh, okay.
We could probably find you some gigs.
What are you willing to do?
No, right.
I'm kidding.
No, she's not.
What are your limits? Tell us your limits, first of all. Let's start off with that. Let's start with your limits, okay?
That's another fiasco when I do get my lap dance. My lap dance. Well, you know, Ashley's out because I got bad knees.
Oh my God.
Unless I can bring a cane.
Stripper on a walker is not.
Stripper on a walker. Where my hobbits at?
Where my walker at?
Where my walker at? Where my cane at?
I can just imagine, like a stripper on a walker. She got high, high heels, but yet she's like holding on to the walker.
That would be awesome. Because then you can go all the way down and come all the way back up.
Make it sexy.
Yeah. You can make that sexy. Oh, he's changing his picture. Okay.
You paint the walker all like with some sparkly stuff.
Yeah. Like, you can star stud that. You can put it like
bedazzling.
You can put that in full glitter. Full glitter.
Oh, God. I'm
done. Full glitter.
I'm finished.
That's for real. That's for real.
You got a glittery walker.
A glittery walker. Like, that's for real.
Like a stripper with
like,
a
I would definitely.
You got a boot on your foot and you still stripping.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Strippers. I mean, you know, if I had a club or madam, you know, a cat.
Don't say cat house.
That a is cat like house.
1969, peeking through.
Well, I would have health benefits. Like, I'm running for an office. If I was your owner, ladies, listen, I would fight that everybody's health care is equal.
And a daycare in the back.
And a daycare in the back. Dibley would be my madam, and she would attend to your needs. Okay, normal pick. Okay, sinister. I want to zoom in on that one. Oh, look, he looks mean and sinister right there. Like the tattoos.
Yeah, like the tattoos.
Yeah. Okay, normal pick. That's what I would do. Let me run for an office to make sure that all cat houses are created equal. Okay, so you would get on the site, HIV testing. Oh,
they ain't having sex. They ain't got the HIV test them.
Why not?
COVID test them, maybe.
Oh, on the site, COVID testing.
COVID testing.
On the site. What else they get?
A gym. They got to have a gym.
You
got
to stay in shape. You have to stay in shape.
Yeah, you got to stay in shape.
Now, for my ladies, that are full figured, I would have good meals for you.
Right. Planned meals, some salmon, some brown rice, meals. Some broccoli. Right.
But for my foot, because men like full figured women
right,
too.
Right. And the bony ones, we're gonna
fat. Oh, you think he works out a lot?
Oh, that's it shows.
Oh, sinister, aren't you in Ecuador? You live in Ecuador now, right? Yes. So they would, you know. Like, I wouldn't discriminate. Every lady that works at the cat house deserves to have
cat house. I thought it was a strip club, not a cat house.
Oh, it's in Massachusetts. Okay.
Oh, he's okay. Back.
Yeah.
He's stuck here. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because of the COVID. You want to hear Ethan say COVID-19?
Is that what he
says? He says COVID. Because he's mocking some guy off TV. He's like, no, mommy, it's COVID. COVID.
So, oh, my God.
COVID. Yeah. D's enough.
Yeah.
That means 19 in French.
So, like, remember the stripper girl that fell off the pole?
Yeah. How's she doing? They really showed me this like
stuff. It was on Wendy Williams. I saw it on Wendy.
Oh no, he said he came here to be with his dad and he passed away 3 days after. That's so sad.
We're very sorry to hear
And you've
that.
Been stuck here ever since. And you're in Massachusetts.
Yes. It's pretty there.
I've been to Boston. I've been to Boston and he said yes.
No, that's I've been sad. To New England.
Oh, I went to the Salem, because I went to the Witch Museum in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It was pretty good.
I bet it was, yeah. The Witch
I'm in D.C. We're on the East Coast.
So we're not too... We're about 8 hours from him?
Yeah. Well, eight hours?
Is it 8 hours? Not quite.
It's seven hours to... It's 2 hours to Philly. From here.
4 hours to New York. So about 8 hours, right?
Yeah, five or
I'm
six.
I'm thinking Maine. I don't know why I'm
somewhere
thinking Maine.
Yeah, that's... Because you can get to Montreal in about 10 hours. So yeah, probably like 5-6 hours.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, but we're on the East Coast. Woo woo!
My
he said, well, I'll be waiting for my lap dances.
He said dances. So that's you.
Okay, well, I'm going to make my walker glittery.
Right, darling Nikki?
What?
Darling Nikki.
I'm gonna get my walker ready and my hot, what is it? Icy hot for my knees.
Darling.
Let me get my knees greased up for you. Jade, get my knees greased up.
Jade is ready.
My knee is locking up right now.
Oh my God.
And I'm laying on my stomach. We're laying on our stomach. My knee is locking up right now. And I'm not even moving it. Okay, so she's working. She's working.
The
he said, I wear my vest while the fun. Oh, my knee just popped.
I'm getting you ready.
Okay.
We should take that pole dancing class.
Okay, so Sinister, you're going to have a knee brace ready for me. Preferably one with copper.
Oh my God.
We'll do it with some masks on too.
It'll be a broken
Are you on Instagram, Sinister? Who is that singing?
He's talking porn. That's his quarantine.
Oh, he's not on. Okay.
Not on the gram.
He's not on the gram. He was going to say you can follow us on the gram. Because, yeah, we wanted to go to Philly, just ride up
there.
Yeah,
we were saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah. We've been to Philly. Well, Kimberly hasn't. Yeah. We want to go and.
Rocky Stairs.
We should do that. Oh, we're supposed to do that today.
Oh, yeah. I had to do my.
Yeah, she had to work today. So maybe we could do it Monday.
Let's go frolic in the grass.
Frolic in the. We're going to go and run up the steps. Even though my knee is hurting, I can go up the steps, but going down the steps hurts my knee. So we can go run up the steps and pretend like we're Rocky, and we can play the theme music. wait, where's the Rocky theme music? He said, "Don't fall." I know, right? Because my knee is like
that's
bad.
You, that's you, the dog.
You know, I fell on my knee when I was in the sixth grade,
that's so
and it hasn't been right since.
Wow.
Then I fell again in the shower at a hotel.
Wow.
And it was the same knee. And then I twisted that ankle
yeah,
too.
That knee is just...
I know, right? That sucks. That totally sucks,
probably,
right?
Probably shot.
Oh my God.
Probably
shot. so we're gonna go to Philly and climb up those steps. And I did the steps, but I didn't go all the way up. No, but I think I'm ready now because I've been training. But it's going to be hard for me to come back down, though. So I'm going to have to bring a cane. I had the kids carry the cane. And so when I come down, I can do like one step at a time. Okay, so I don't know why she's...
I'm trying to find something for you.
She's trying to find the Rocky theme song
yes.
right now. Oh, he said his was shattered. Oh. Do you hear what she's playing? A phantom. Wow. Do you hear this? Do you hear what she just played? I'm so sorry. So he shattered his. So can you still give a lap dance with a shattered knee, Sinister?
How did you do that?
He shattered his knee with the 97 mile per hour fastball. So
Oh my gosh.
A ball to the knee. And it's not a good ball.
Right. Oh my God.
That's a hard ball, not a soft skin ball.
That's not a break. That's a shatter. That means, you know,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, he said his is fixed. I don't know if mine can get fixed.
And yours is probably not even shattered.
It's probably not even shattered. It just creaks when I move. It creaks, man. It creaks. So yeah, we're gonna be rocky. And then when I get to the top, I'm gonna start punching the air. Like Rocky did. I'm not gonna catch a chicken though. I'm not.
No,
I draw the line.
Egg. No, drink the raw egg.
No, I'm not gonna drink the raw egg. Do you hear her? He says he's a beast. He can take the damage and keep going. Yeah,
break one nail. And I'm done.
I need some painkillers.
Yeah.
Give me some OxyContin. Oh, that's the good stuff. Oxycodone's the good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. That had you, man.
My students will always talk about,
Mom,
hey, you ever had Zanny bars? I'm like, what the heck is a Zanny bar? Zanny bars.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stop. Okay.
I don't know. Oh, he said I got those. Really? Well, we'll have to talk later.
No kid should be having some freaking Zanny bar.
One of my students said that his mom goes on beer runs for him.
What?
Yeah. No. He said, my mom is my hero. Sure I said, that's not good. I'm like, that's okay, Sinister. Bye. You'll be back. Yeah. Well, we're going to go too. So, anyway, you guys, it has been nice.
We need Rocky music to take us out.
Yeah, we need some Rocky music to take us out for the beginning. It's going to be some schizophrenia real quick because we're playing a radio, and something off our phone.
That doesn't bother me.
So, yeah, because Thimberly's a little bit cuckoo, cuckoo.
Okay. I just want to go dancing.
Just hurry up and find Rocky.
My friend want to go dancing. Damn, I can't type right.
Okay, she's trying to find something. What is the problem? Do I need to find it?
Because I got some work. Okay, not right now.
Okay, so we're
pause for the call.
So we're waiting three, right now.
Two, one.
Here we go.
You got a commercial.
What the hell?
Oh, that's Rocky. Why?
Okay, my DJ's tripping right now. We're trying to get the right.
The remix.
Oh, no. I cannot do the remix. Here we go. All right, guys. Thank you for listening in. Everybody around the world, we love you. Stay safe and all that good stuff. And we'll see you later.
Have a good
Memorial Day in the States. Whatever you celebrate in the other countries, have a good day. And we'll see you next weekend.
Bye.
All right, guys.